I don't have those urges anymore, Caroline said, looking out into the dark garden, the scattering of city lights and the dark red letters of the Foodland sign, mosaic pieces amid the dense summer foliage. I'm happy right where I am. You'll get bored with me.
Nah, that just makes us compatible, honey, Al said.
They sat in silence for a time, listening to the wind, the rush of cars. Phoebe doesn't like change, Caroline said. She doesn't handle it well.
Well, there's that too, Al said.
He waited a moment, and then he turned to her.
You know, Caroline, Phoebe's starting to grow up. She's starting not to be a little girl anymore.
She's barely 13, Caroline said, thinking of Phoebe with the kitten, how easily she slipped back into the carefree joys of childhood.
That's right. She's 13, Caroline. She's, well, you know, starting to develop. I feel uncomfortable picking her up like I did tonight.
So don't, Caroline said sharply. But she was remembering Phoebe in the pool earlier in the week, swimming away and then returning, grabbing hold of her underwater, the soft rising buds of her breasts pressed against her arm.
You don't have to get mad, Caroline. It's just that we've never once talked about it, have we? What's going to become of her? What it'll be like for us when we retire, like Doro and Trace?
He paused, and she had the sense that he was choosing his words carefully.
I'd like to think we might consider traveling. It makes me a little claustrophobic, that's all, to imagine staying in this house forever. And what about Phoebe? Will she live with us forever?
I don't know, Caroline said, weariness around her dense as night. She had fought so many fights already to make a life for Phoebe in this indifferent world. For the time being, she had all the problems solved, and for the last year or so she'd been able to relax. But where Phoebe would work and how she might live when she grew up, all this remained unknown. Oh, Al, I can't think about all this tonight, please. The porch swing glided back and forth.
We'll need to think about it sometime.
She's just a little girl. What are you suggesting?
Caroline, I'm not suggesting anything. You know I love Phoebe. But you or I, we could die tomorrow. We're not always going to be around to take care of her, that's all. And there may come a time when she doesn't want us to. I'm just asking if you thought about this. What you're saving all that money for. I'm just raising the topic for discussion. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it be nice if you could come on the road with me now and again, just for a weekend?
Yes, she said softly. That would be nice. But she wasn't sure. Caroline tried to imagine Al's life. A different room every night, a different city, and the road unfurling in the same gray ribbon.